As part of a series we call Vocal Impressions, we ask listeners to describe some well-known voices. This month we heard Elvis Presley, Phyllis Diller, Celine Dion, and Bobby Short. Quite a range. Writer Brian McConaughey monitored the responses for us and starts today with a general overview.
Elvis provoked a lot of memories from the backseat of GM cars. Phyllis Diller was frequently cited as a loopy aunt. For Celine Dion, I have to say, her fan base did not participate. And Bobby Short was firmly perceived as understated sophistication. So we begin with Elvis. Warden threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. Nassim Raqqa said, "His voice is my boyfriend's engine revving in the driveway while I'm being told I can't go out." Sarah McElwain says, "He's the sand in your bikini you don't want to wash out." Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. James Green said of Elvis's voice, "It's the sound of a switchblade opening in a church choir." Susan Wilson declares that his voice made me quiver in parts I didn't know I had. And on to Phyllis Diller.
Boy, you know, it bothered me for years. Why do you pay so much more to sew than you do in a chink beauty parlor? Because I know it all comes out of the same bottle.
Fred Tasker said she sounds like the Vlasic Pickle Stork's girlfriend. James Green said she's the sound of an aluminum beer can rubbed in a rusty cheese grater. Marilyn Turner says of Phyllis Diller, she sounds like a drunk duck. And Rayo McLean says, "It's a prickly pear cactus complaining to her porcupine psychiatrist."
I'm in love again.
And then there was Bobby Short.
And the spring is coming. I'm in love again.
Guy Weston says it's the sound of a valet brush whisking a tuxedo. Martin Shamp says of Bobby Short, he sounds like a peaceful river asking directions to the sea.
I'm in love again. And I can't rise above it.
George Clack says, your sixth grade music teacher on spring break in Paris.
I'm in love again.
And Martha Kate Chapman says of Bobby Short, he's the last bluebird over the rainbow high-fiving Dorothy.
Good news!
And the last voice of this batch was that of Celine Dion.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the
Marcus Schaefer says she sounds like a Siamese cat stretched immodestly over a black leather couch. A melted moon pie on a dashboard offers Sean Perkins.
You're the one who held me up, never let me fall.
Rayo McLean says of Celine Dion, she's the sound of wealth becoming pedestrian. Daphne Case offers, it's the superior smirk on every homecoming queen you've ever hated. Ouch! And we end with Larissa Cohen suggesting that she's the last thing you want to hear on a large ship in the middle of the ocean. So now on to our new batch of voices. Our July batch includes the voices of...
Oh, man, river, that old man, river,
actor, singer, activist, attorney, and All-American football player Paul Robeson.
What a dumb family I got. Are you kidding? Last week I looked up my family tree. I found out I'm the sap.
Legendary comedian Rodney Dangerfield.
My old man, he was dumb too, my old man. He worked in a bank. They caught him stealing pens.
Ezekiel 25:17.
Actor Samuel L. Jackson.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers.
Stars shining bright above you.
And contralto Mama Cass Elliott.
Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me.
So have fun, and I'll be back next month with your imaginative and poetic and blunt replies.
Stars fading, but I linger on, dear.
Send Brian McConaughey your words to describe the voices of Paul Robeson, Rodney Dangerfield, Samuel L. Jackson, and Mama Cass Elliott. Go to npr.org and search for Vocal Impressions.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.